Oakers, how you doing?
Well, I'm doing well, Tim. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
I hope my project isn't going to end up on 2020.
Well, I don't know. Let's talk about it.
It looks pretty grim, though. I will hand it to you. I have a condo in Florida.
Okay.
And we got hit a couple times by the hurricanes, but that's actually secondary damage. The main problem is we've had this condo for about 18 years, I think.
Okay.
And at least on four occasions, the water has backed up and gotten into the condo. And since we only lived there about a month or maybe a month and a half out of the year, it's not immediately detected, and it absolutely destroys the entire condo. And this has happened again about a year ago, and we're just reluctant to put it together, back together again, without doing something that might prevent this backflow problem.
Okay, now this water we're talking about, I remember your email now, we're talking about a sewage backup.
Well, it's the... The kitchen drainage.
Okay.
And there are garbage disposals as well in all the kitchens, and we believe that it's probably the garbage disposal stuff that gets somehow stopped up in the main pipe and then starts to back up.
Okay. Can you tell where the backup is actually overflowing into your condo? Does it come out of a shower, a toilet, and when you're gone, do you have any idea where it's coming?
It's coming out of two areas: the kitchen sink, which is two areas by itself, because you have the garbage disposal sink and the regular sink. It's coming out of both of those, and then there is a wet bar in the living room. It's coming out of it as well.
And does, when the water backs, now have you been there when the water's backed up and actually seen it?
No, I have not.
Okay, but does the overflow of this water, does it completely fill up the sink and flow over the countertop?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, here's what, and so you've got to be obviously on the lowest level of this condo complex.
Yeah, we're on the second floor, but that is really the lowest floor because the first floor is the lobby.
Has the local government officials from the health department and the plumbing department ever come out?
No. We hired an engineer to look at it. And
Did they put a camera down the piping?
No, never done that.
Okay,
no.
Here's what we're going to do. Here's what I want you to do. So, because at this point, for me to give you any kind of advice, I don't have enough data yet, okay? So this is really, really pretty simple. This is a serious health issue, and that's why most large cities and even many medium-sized cities and counties have county health inspectors, because sewage can cause, huge outbreaks of disease. You know, you don't want that kind of stuff in contact with us, with humans.
Right.
Okay. So I would get the plumbing inspector out there, show them what happened, and what they're probably going to do is require your condo association, and you should do this anyway, you should be going to your next board meeting, and there are any number of plumbers in the area where this condo is that they can put a very small camera down the main plumbing drain line.
Mm-hmm.
We have got to find out what is going on, because this is not right. I mean, it is so serious, you can't believe it. So there could be a cracked pipe. There could be a crushed pipe, you know, that's causing a tremendous amount of sewage to back up. And you can't imagine how much sewage we're talking about backing up to make that happen.
Yeah.
I mean, you're talking an enormous amount.
Well, I agree, because, every time this happens, the condominium is pretty much gutted and taken apart put back together.
Okay,
again.
So here's what I want you to do. I want you on Monday morning to call your the local plumbing department,
mm-hmm.
and just tell them what's going on.
Okay.
And they'll probably be very cooperative, and they'll send a plumbing inspector out. He'll look at the whole situation, and then he'll tell you, this is probably the best company to call that's got the photo equipment. And these companies, make sure that the company that you hire that's got the camera, that they have the equipment to also do a videotape. you know, they can actually hook up a recording thing, and when they leave, you've actually got a videotape of that camera going in the pipe and going all the way down the piping system until they can find out what's wrong. They, if they've got good enough equipment, they can actually send the camera all the way out to the street to where the condo sewer branch ties into the main public sewer. What do you think about that?
Wow.
Yeah, and they also know the distance that it's going. And if all of a sudden the camera's going through the pipe and it sees the pipe is crushed, it says, this pipe is crushed this many feet away from the building.
Right.
So that they could actually pinpoint where to dig so that they know how to fix the problem. That's
right.
You want to make sure that whoever you hire has got that capability to tell you that.
Okay.
All right, and then once you have all that information, call me back.
All right,
and then we'll we'll know what to do.
All right.
All right, Coors. Thanks, buddy.
Hey, thanks very much.
Thanks for calling Ask the Builder.